Stormont's First Minister Sinn Féin's Michelle O'Neill is expected to face questions in the Assembly this afternoon over how her party dealt with former press officer and child sex offender Michael McMonagle. Over the weekend, she said serious omissions had been made in earlier accounts provided by the party over references given for Mr. McMonagle from two party press officers. Both the DUP and the SDLP have called for full transparency. Michael McMonagle of Limewood Street in Derry is currently awaiting sentence after admitting to a series of child sex offences. Let's speak now to our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney. Vincent, can you sketch in the background to this for us?
Yes, certainly worth setting this out. This is a story that began coming into the public domain last weekend when it was revealed that two senior Sinn Féin press officers, including one of the party's most senior strategists at Stormont, had resigned after it emerged that they provided job references for one of their former party colleagues, despite knowing he'd been arrested and was under investigation for child sex abuse. Now, given their positions within the party, they also have known that Michael McMonagle had been suspended, had been dismissed from Sinn Féin at that time when they gave the references. Earlier this month, as we've heard, Michael McMonagle from Limewood Street in Derry admitted a series of offences, including attempting to incite a child to engage in sexual activity. Now, he was arrested and suspended from his job as a senior press officer within Sinn Féin in August 2021, but was later employed as a press officer with the British Heart Foundation in September 2022. And those references from two of his former Sinn Féin colleagues were part of his recruitment process. Now, when the news emerged last week, Sinn Féin said it was aghast at what happened. It said those who provided the references had not made the party aware they were doing so, and if they had done so, those references would not have been authorised. First Minister Michelle O'Neill said she'd not been aware that Michael McMonagle had attended a charity event at Stormont on behalf of the British Heart Foundation. Then photographs emerged showing her at the same event within just a few metres of her party's former senior press officer. Another senior Sinn Féin figure, Conor Murphy, told the BBC last week the party had not made the British Heart Foundation aware of McMonagle's suspension because it believed it might be prejudicial to the ongoing police investigation. Then the chief counsel of PSNI, John Boucher, said that simply was not the case. Conor Murphy also said the party had only been aware of these references being given last month. It then later emerged the British Heart Foundation had contacted a senior member of staff in Sinn Féin about these references in August of last year. Now, Michelle O'Neill said the party leadership was not made aware of that contact and said that was a grave omission. And Conor Murphy then also said it was up to the charity to conduct due diligence on someone it was employing, clearly suggesting the default for what happened later lay with the British Heart Foundation. And that's something the charity is very unhappy about.
And this morning, as you say, we heard from the head of the British Heart Foundation in an interview with the BBC. What did he say?
Well, Fergal McKinney made it very clear the charity is angry at reputational damages, pointing out these references were provided by two senior Sinn Féin members 3 months after Michael McMonagle was suspended from the party, and he argues that the charity did all it could, as we can hear now.
This caused enormous distress and anxiety among our staff and wider supporters. We're a charity that does really powerful work on behalf of the 225,000 people in Northern Ireland with heart and circulatory disease. We rely on the public and public funds for that work, that important work that we do. So when this happened and there was damage caused, as we saw, to our reputation, added damage, we thought, around the public comments that were made, we had to do something to make sure that the record was put straight.
But did you think that those comments were directed at you as an organisation?
Well, it was quite clear that whenever comments were made about due diligence, that there was only one other organisation that employed him since he was employed by Sinn Féin. So clearly there was a reflection on us.
And that was Fergal McKinney speaking this morning to Radio Ulster. Vincent, that brings us up to the expected events this afternoon. Michelle O'Neill due to speak to answer questions at Stormont. What are we likely to hear?
Well, that's right. Matthew O'Toole of the SDLP, the official leader of the opposition at Stormont, he has tabled an urgent oral question he wants to be at in the Assembly this afternoon, asking the First Minister to provide a clear account of the events surrounding the suspension and subsequent provision of references for Michael McMonagle. He also wants an explanation of what he says are contradictory and inaccurate statements which have been issued in relation to these serious matters over the past week. And the DUP have also called on Michelle O'Neill to provide answers. In terms of the questions that MLAs want answered, they include who exactly within Sinn Féin knew what and when, who took the decision to suspend Michael McMonagle, someone who was a very well-known press officer within the party. How senior were the people who made that decision, and who did they make aware of that decision within the party? When did Sinn Féin become aware that two press officers, including one of its most senior strategists at Stormont, had given the job references? Was there a discussion about that decision not to inform the British Heart Foundation that Michael McMonagle had been suspended from the party because it might be prejudicial to a police investigation? Did Sinn Féin seek legal advice with that decision, or simply take that decision itself? And did Michael McMonagle retain his Sinn Féin security pass, giving him access to Stormont during the time when he was under investigation and later when he worked for the British Heart Foundation? Now, there may well be many other questions. There are quite a few. Certainly Sinn Féin and the DUP want them, or the SDLP and the DUP have formally called for answers. The Alliance Party and the Ulster Unionist Party have also been very critical. So I think if Michelle O'Neill does get to her feet this afternoon, she can expect a fairly torrid time.